Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! Now this is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Everybody's here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
You could be anywhere in the whole wide world, but you're here with us. We'll go around the room. Everybody say a little something about what's happening in their life. Up first, our video producer, co-host, Eddie, everybody.
This is embarrassing. I was at the grocery store and my wife sent me a text and said, hey, will you pick up some mascara for me, like a mascara pencil? And I said, yeah, there's like hundreds here. So I started taking pictures of them and sending them to her. And she kept responding like these weird responses like, I don't want it. Nope. Next. Not for me. I'm like, what? This doesn't sound like her. And I look at the text. I was texting Lunchbox. Like 10 pictures of mascaras. And he just went with it for like a whole 10 minutes.
He didn't say
minutes.
You texted the wrong person?
No. He kept going,
and
next.
Over. And I said, nope, not that one. That one's terrible. Don't want it. Not interested. And he just kept, okay, well, that's all they have. And I was like, I don't want any of them. He was like, I don't know what you want me to do. And I said, maybe not text me. And he goes, oh, crap.
The only thing worse is when you accidentally text somebody that you're talking about instead of the person that you're meeting.
Oh,
you text.
That's true, yes.
That's happened to me a couple times in the past couple years where it's hit me. Somebody was recently, because John Mayer's coming to town, and they texted me and they said, you know Bobby's going to be front row at this one waiting for any of his sweat to fall.
Oh. You're like, this is Bobby.
And I looked at it and was like, okay, is this a joke? And I responded and said, yeah, probably I will. And then they didn't respond for a long time. And they were like, 2 hours later, ha 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 ha.
Oh,
ha, ha.
No. That's terrible.
The other one was our boss, Rod, who texted like 2 years ago me. And he goes, I wonder when Bobby will finally decide to go and get Botox or something. Remember that?
I don't remember that. No.
Oh, boy.
And I went, I know you didn't mean to send this to me, so there's nothing else you can say.
Dang.
I know.
Dude, that's hardcore.
It's hardcore. Yeah, it's hardcore.
Yeah, this one, that bad. It's just mascara pencils.
That's just him messing with you? Yeah. Mine hurt my feelings again.
Hey, sorry, dude.
I know. Let's go over to Lunchbox. He likes to bully phone screener Abby about her ability to sing, but in reality, he's the one that makes our listeners' ears ring. His name is Lunchbox, everybody.
Businessman making business deals, trying to get that money. I am here today to pitch you guys on a new business idea. Walking dogs with celebrities. That's right. I saw this teacher in New York quit his teacher job. He was making like $40,000 a year, and he just walks dogs now. And he makes over $120,000 a year by walking dogs. So now we get celebrities. You go to our website. You pick what celebrity you want to walk your dog, and you pay a premium fee for that celebrity to come walk your dog. Because listen, these people need to stay in shape when they're not on the road so they can perform. They go work out. They like to go for walks. So why not make some money while they're going for those walks and walk the dogs? Who is in for celebrity dog walking?
What celebrities do you see doing this?
I see a lot of them. Musicians, athletes.
But who specifically?
Like name them.
I was thinking Carrie Underwood.
You think she's going to walk a dog? She probably would for $300,000.
Yeah, that's quite the premium.
Miranda Lambert. She's a big dog lover.
Sure, sure. But, I mean, how much? How are you going to get them to do it? Because that's going to
cost... They get a percentage of the dog walking.
I'm going to check out on this one.
Yeah. I don't know, guys.
Negative.
This is a great idea. How much would people would pay out the wazoo for to be able to go to your website and say, oh, you know what? I want Luke Bryan to come walk my dog.
What if they don't live near the artist? They have to fly to another city to do it.
That's the thing.
Higher premium.
You got to... Yes.
And why...
when they're on tour, you know what city they're going to go to, so you put them up in that city.
They're going
to
walk dogs before their show.
You can get them to do it, but it's going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. One, people aren't going to pay that. Two, the celebrities don't want to be listed on celebrity dog walker sites. Most of them don't even want to do Cameo.
I mean, you go to, I mean, or maybe it's celebrities from the past.
That you can find the older ones.
Nostalgic about, like the ones that don't have much going on right now.
Uh-huh. I'm going to check out, I'm not going to put any of my money in that, but thank you for your offer.
Well, that's a good idea, right?
I wouldn't think it is. Do you guys think it's a good idea?
Not really.
Yeah,
no.
I don't either. Thank you, though.
You'll be laughing all the way. I'll be laughing all the way to the bank.
No, you won't, because you'll never do it, because you never do anything. You just say stuff.
Well, I need financial backing, and you guys didn't hook me up.
You need a good idea.
No, I have a good idea. That was a great idea.
Okay. Thank you. Lunchbox.
You're welcome.
That. I appreciate that.
Roof, roof.
Oh, well, now I'll do it.
What was
he
that?
Barked. I didn't realize he could bark so good. I'm in.
That was fluffy. That was He's dog. Sad. Doesn't have anybody to walk him.
Let's go over to Amy. She recently forgot to hit record during an interview, but we weren't surprised because that just seems something she'd normally do.
But I've only done it once.
Here she is. Amy, everybody.
Okay. So pay attention to bills when you get them in. I'm talking specifically about medical bills this time because I got a bill and it said $300. And I thought, gosh, that seems high because this should have been covered. This should have been covered. So I went through it line by line and realized I was charged double for something. So the bill should have just been $150. But I just trusted the medical people and almost mailed a check for $300. And I'm so glad I looked through it line by line. Then I decided to see, is this like a common thing? And I Googled it, and 80% of medical bills contain errors. So that's really high. And so if you get a bill...
You think they're just screwing with us at this point?
100%. 100%. They just put things on there, and you don't know what it means. So you're like, oh, I guess they did that.
Yeah. That's true.
That's exceptionally... high, like percentage-wise.
Yeah, look for coding errors, charges, or
I don't know
for,
how to look for coding
exactly.
errors.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I don't know that part.
I don't even know what half the words are.
But for canceled or refused services, so stuff maybe you didn't do, but they put in there data entry mistakes, so pay attention. It could save you money.
Well, good for you for looking, because I don't look. I'm just like, crap. All right, here you go. Here's my money. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ray, you're up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, at his house is a penguin dog toy that doesn't squeak, and he kind of looks like James Vanderbeek. Bobby Bones.
I'll take it. Okay, show and tell. What I have here, and I've put on the table, it's a bottle of water. It's called Water Joe. You ever seen this?
No.
Okay. It's Water Joe, and it's water plus caffeine.
That's the Joe, like coffee. Got it.
So if you're like, I got to get caffeine, but I don't want to drink a bunch of stuff that will be sugar or salt or bad thing, this is called Water Joe. Now, caffeine doesn't affect me that much in general, ever. So I don't know that I'm the greatest person to go, it works or not. But if they say there's caffeine in it, mm-hmm. I'd bet there's caffeine in it. Does anyone want my water, Joe?
Ah, yeah.
Take it. But I wanted to give this as an option for everybody that's trying to maybe cut down on some of the bad stuff going in, but also still get their caffeine.
Okay. You may not know this answer, but what is caffeine? Like, this is like a little thing they put in there?
A little stimulant. They drop a little, it's a guppy.
Like, what is that?
I see it swimming.
That's what I was wondering is, like, can you taste caffeine when
Amy,
you drink
take
that?
Take a drink of the water. I can't.
Let me tell you.
I don't know if you can taste it in life.
It tastes like water. And I wondered, would caffeine water be weird?
I just taste water.
Wow.
So, the Water Joe.
Wow.
We have some of that at home.
Assess how I am now and how I am in 10 minutes.
You don't need more energy.
I thought she was going to say 10 years.
Yeah.
So, that's what's up. Water Joe, check it out. Thank you. We're here. We're ready. Wednesday show. This is going to be a good one today. All right, time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My wife and I recently started watching the show, The Old Man, on Hulu after you recommended it. I love it. We set aside days we can watch it together. The other night, when we sat down to watch an episode, I noticed that, well, we weren't where we left off. Two episodes have been marked as viewed. Except we hadn't watched them yet. Mm.
She claimed maybe it just kept rolling from the last time we watched them. Then I noticed she wasn't paying as much attention as she normally would, so she ended up confessing that she had watched them without me. I'm not that upset, but it's our show together. What's the punishment here for TV cheating? What are your rules? Signed, caught my wife, TV cheating. She should have just stuck to the, it rolled on. Because that happens to me sometimes, just watching a show that only I'm watching. I'm like, why is this an episode and a half up? Because sometimes I'll turn the TV off without turning off Netflix, because it's two different things, and eventually it catches up. We don't cheat on TV shows, or I don't know that she's cheating because she fakes it really well. But we don't, and I think if we did, the punishment would be you have to sit here and watch this again. That's it. Watch it again. Nope, keep your eyes up on the screen.
Yeah.
Punishment.
Watch it.
Don't take it down.
Sounds like a big word for...
Yeah, cheating. That's right.
That's cheating.
Well, cheating is a big word, too.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Okay.
The punishment should be she shouldn't do that anymore. And the next, this is what I say, the next series, you get to pick.
Yes, that's a good one.
So, okay, she learned her lesson. But anyone that gets caught cheating, the series after is picked by the person that was honest and had integrity.
If they cheat again. Because once a cheater, always a cheater.
It's just another series. You're going to be watching shoot 'em up shows for 10 years if that's the case. I think that's the punishment because, again, what are you going to do, spank her? And that's not, you could, that's not about TV.
That is not.
So that's it. How does it work in the household, Eddie, your household?
I feel like you were reading my mailbag. You know my wife cheated on me. I told you, right?
What show?
This one, The Old Man.
Oh, it's really good.
Oh, dude, the last episode. And I'm just... upset at it that I don't even want to watch the last episode because she watched it already.
Me too. I'm like, you're not even interested.
Yeah.
Or if my wife is on her phone and there's like a big episode happening, but I'm also on mine, and so I'm a hypocrite. I'm like, you're not even paying attention. This is a big episode. I'll pause it till you're done. And she's like, what if I did this to you? We'd never finish a show. I'm like, yeah, but it's a big episode. She's like, how come you get to pick the ones that are big episodes? Mm. And then I'm like, dang, you're right.
She got me again.
Got me again. Lunchbox, what should the punishment be?
She should have no TV privileges for 2 weeks.
Oh, shut it down completely.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he gets to keep watching the show, but she can never go back and watch it and get filled in?
And she can't watch any of her other shows. Like, if you're not around, she can't watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or whatever other show she watches without you.
That's real punishment.
It's 2 weeks without... When you go to work or whatever, you take the remotes with you. Oh. Take the channel changer, take the power one on, take it to work with you.
Even better, you pull out the plug cable because it comes off... back of the TV.
Oh, and take that with you.
Because that you can't replace
that's
easily.
That's better because there are apps that can serve as remote controls. Mm-hmm. So that's good, Bone.
Do that. Heck, kick a hole in the screen.
Yeah, so okay, that's it.
You get to watch you get to pick the next show. That's what we say. Thank you for the mailbag. You get to watch the show. Thank you for the email. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
I love bringing in new artists that I believe in that sound so good. Their name is Dave's Highway. Their new song is called Why Do We Need Them?
Why do we need them?
It's a brother and two sisters. I love that. I've seen some videos of them singing a cappella, which I'm going to have them do, but I actually saw them out and about. We'll talk about that in a second. But a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll. They are from Mississippi. It's called A Blood Harmony. That sounds like it hurts, but it's their blood. They're related. Here is Dave's Highway.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dave's Highway.
All right, this is a new group I want to share with you guys. A weird way I was introduced to them. I was at a Christmas party, and it was at Jake Owen's house, and he had a band playing. And the goal was to get Jake to go up and play. And Jake's like, oh, I don't want to play. But really, he does. So you got to get him past. You just got to be like, come on, Jake. He's like, all right. So then everybody starts to play songs. And these three people go up. And I just thought they'd met each other at the party. But they sound really good together. And I go, I'm going to make them a group. In my head, I'm like, I'm going to make them a group. And then I'm like, who is it? And they're like, oh, they're already a group. And they're brothers and sisters. And I was like, oh, they're already a group. Great. Yeah. So their name is Dave's Highway. Hi, guys. Good to see you guys.
Hi.
So I have nothing to do with this except for I just saw them and thought, wow, they're really good. So you guys are from Mississippi. What part of Mississippi are you guys from?
The Jackson area. We're from a little town called Brandon. Nobody knows where that is, so we always just tell people we're from Jackson.
And so you're the brother.
Yes.
And you're the sisters.
Yep.
Just making sure you never, you know, you know these days. Who is the oldest? Like, who's the, you are?
Me, Delaney, yep.
Delaney, were you the first one to do music?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we kind of all just started singing as little kids. We had talent shows in our upstairs room with our parents, and they were the judges, but.
Did you have church? Did you sing in church at all?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're from the South, that's a big part of it. And that's also where I learned I was not going to do music, because I would sing in church, too. And then they didn't care that much. And I remember it, you guys got up, and I'm not sure what Christmas song you guys did, but you didn't have an instrument at first. It was completely a cappella. And I don't want you to sing a Christmas song, but what song did you guys sing? Do you know?
I'll Be Home for Christmas.
And did you guys practice? Because we didn't know we were all. I mean, I got up there and did a song too, but wasn't like you guys. Did you guys practice that before you even went to that party?
No, we were not planning on doing anything but hanging that night.
Yeah.
And
on the way there, we were like, let's listen to the best like 10 Christmas songs ever. So we turned on the Rascal Flatts version of I'll Be Home for Christmas. And if you haven't heard it, you should. Mm-hmm. It's way better than ours.
Yeah, but we've been singing it for years, yeah. But haven't sang it in probably, what, 2 years?
Maybe longer.
It blew me away. I was going to make them a group, guys. I was like, these three random people, they should be together. So Dave's Highway, the name comes from what? What's Dave? Who's Dave?
Our last name is Dave's.
Dave's.
Makes sense.
I thought some dude named Dave owned a highway.
Everybody thinks I'm Dave a lot of the time. Like, I get called Dave more often than I get called
People
Zach.
Used to think our dad was Dave. Yeah. And we're like, that's kind of weird.
Well, that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Okay, their name is Dave's Highway. Do you guys, can I ask you for something a cappella before
we do
the new song?
Sure.
Like, what do you guys do a cappella that kind of blows people away? That's a weird question to ask. Okay, let me ask this again. Because it will blow people away, but you don't want to be like, well, here's what we do that absolutely slays. What do you guys do a cappella?
How about Jolene? You like some classic country music?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, here's Dave's Highway, and this is Jolene. That's That's awesome, guys. Gosh, watch us do that. Watch me and Amy and Eddie do that.
Oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I wanted people to know, like, during the Olympics, if you were to get a normal person run against the sprinters, you would really see how fast they are. So when you hear us sing that against you guys, in case they didn't know, now they know.
Wow.
That was really awesome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really awesome. And when you were growing up as kids and you're playing together, are you using instruments when you're young, or were you just doing that right there?
A little of both.
We use the karaoke machine a lot of the time. We found this karaoke machine that you could like plug into the sound system at churches and stuff, and we played tracks a lot of the time. And then we started,
still had the words on the screen and everything. It was hilarious.
Which was good for us. But we started thinking like we might want to start doing something a little bit more involved here. And so I started playing guitar whenever I was like 10, probably.
And I picked up mandolin for a little while.
Yeah, and I did piano.
And so when we play live, it's like this a lot of the time, but whenever we do full band, I play electric guitar, Delaney plays bass, and we hire a drummer and, you know, do the whole
thing. Do your parents play anything?
My dad taught me my first guitar chords.
Was there ever like a family band type thing with the mom and dad, uncles, none of that?
No, our grandma would love that.
Oh yeah.
She tells me all the time, she's like, y'all just need to get up and sing with your mama one time.
Oh, she doesn't want to be in. I thought grandma wanted to be in.
No.
Yeah.
No, she's shy.
Their name's Dave's Highway. And they're going to play their single, which we've played in a couple of the shows that I program, the Country Top 30, the Spotlight Artists, the Women of iHeart Country. So why do we need them? That's the name of the song. And what do we need? What do we not need? Like, what am I listening for here?
Heart.
Got it. Why do we need heart?
Well, like, we need a heart, but, like, why do we need a heart? Because they always get broken. And
I was going to say to pump blood through, but that's a whole difference. Got it. Completely. All right, here's Dave's Highway with Why Do We Need Him here on the Bobby Bones Show. Come on.
Oh,
that's awesome, right? Wouldn't if we saw these three random people that never knew each other go, you guys should be a group.
They need to be a band.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, you guys should do something together. They're like, we should. We were in the same womb. Wow, Dave's Highway. You guys sound great, and it's so
Thank
cool.
You.
Not only do you sound great, and you are great, but just when you are related, those harmonies are they are naturally blood, what they call them, blood harmonies.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. Like we never get to have brothers and sisters in here and sing that are also really good.
Oh.
You know? I mean, we may have people that are brothers and sisters come in. But
yeah.
Well, as far as what's happening in you guys' career right now, are you guys, you're independent artists right now.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys looking to maybe sign a record deal soon if you get the right offer? Or are you looking to, like, I don't know, what's the goal in the next 18 months or so? Say it now.
Yeah. I mean, we're just taking it day by day. We've got seven more songs in the works that we're ready to release. We're really excited. They were produced by Ron Fair, who, if you don't know Ron Fair, you should look him up, because he's like got the top-notch resume of anybody.
I love a good resume,
know.
Right, guys?
Yeah.
Grant, you ought to see his front room in the studio. It's just like,
but
wall,
does he have good
records.
Good like call for good sources on
I
there?
I think so.
The dots, like for sources call. Okay, good.
Yeah, I think so.
good.
But, you know, if a record deal were to come along, great. It's not something that we're like really, really gunning for right this minute. We're just trying to make good music and trying to put our, you know, positive energy out into the world and
go
see
on
what,
the road
see what comes.
And
yeah
quit our jobs, that kind of thing.
Yeah
As far as, you know, here's why I think you guys are refreshing. We're in a town where everybody's good, right? We're in a town where a lot of people are great.
Yeah.
And everybody that gets up to a certain, you have to be really good to get to a certain level. So it's the land of giants, and you guys are really, really, really good. But there's also something to be said about a brother-sister group that's so refreshing and isn't happening right now. And everybody's always looking for angles on why this artist should be put here and signed here. And what other brother-sister groups are there? You have to be great to even get to this point. But what other brother-sister groups are there?
Band Perry is the first thing I think of.
That's
Brothers Osborne.
Because everybody, right. But where's the sister?
Yeah.
Where are the women? Not
here. Right. Oh. So to me, like, that's the angle. Because you're good, get some good songs, it just works. It works. It's awesome. I'm so proud of you guys. You came in, you killed it. Made me look good.
Thank you.
Because I was wondering when you guys were coming in, I was like, was I drunk when I saw them? But then I realized I don't drink.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have been drunk. And you mentioned your jobs. What do you do now to pay the bills as you pursue this career? Delaney, you first.
Oh, we all have full-time jobs. So I am a manager at a retail store.
What, you don't have to say which one, but what kind. What do I buy there?
Jeans.
Okay.
And other clothes, but...
Right. Oh, should we come?
Yeah.
Yeah, come sure. See me. I can hook you up.
Okay. What about you?
I actually build and deliver and sell industrial sewing machines.
Zach, now, are those heavy?
Oh, yeah.
It feels like it. When you say industrial, it feels like those are very heavy.
Yeah, we have done stuff for NASA. We've done stuff for... Right now, we're doing stuff for Nordstrom. The company is called William Sales. They've been very good to me. I started that job during COVID, and I've just worked there for a long time. So if you need a sewing machine,
industrial
size sewing machine, give them a call.
And I bring this up just to show like the hustle, because you when you move to this town, you gotta work. You gotta pay the bills somehow. If somebody ain't paying the bills for you, and you guys don't have somebody paying the bills for you, so you're hustling. And I can't wait until you get to hustle all the time.
Yeah, man.
And that's there. I mean, you guys are so good. Erica, what are you doing?
I am a receptionist at a massage therapy studio.
Why do we call one recently? Why did you call one recently?
Me?
You had a call where you asked them a question.
Oh, I don't remember.
I had the...
The socks?
The question about
yeah,
socks.
But I don't know why I called. I mean,
remember you prank called Owen?
Yeah, one time.
it could have been me.
I tried to call and set up a massage for my mom, but I wanted to give the massage. And I just needed a room.
He needed a room. He's like, can I borrow the room to massage my mom?
We wouldn't let you do that at my place. But
no, they wouldn't let me do it.
We can help you buy a table if you want. No, you can just have it.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me do it.
That's hilarious.
I'm super proud of you guys.
Thank you.
What about people that keep their... Do they prefer all their clothes on, their underwear on or off? What's preferred? I keep mine on.
Question.
I keep my underwear on. Sometimes shorts.
Sometimes turtleneck. When people ask me that, I'm like, it's up to your preference.
Yeah.
I think... Like, as a therapist, it's probably better for them if you don't wear anything because...
Boom!
But what if you're him?
I wear no underwear.
I don't know. There's a reason that I'm not a massage therapist.
Yeah.
I would be kind of uncomfortable if there was a naked person in the room with me, but...
Well, he has enough hair that looks like underwear, so they're always confused.
There you go.
They're like, sir, listen, I hope you guys go and stream Dave's Highway. I can't wait until you guys are able to go... Music all the time. We get to pay our bills with music. That's the next step for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And Zach, Erica Delaney, Dave's Highway. Follow them at Dave's Highway. I do a show with my friend Eddie here every January, February. It's at the Ryman Auditorium. It's called The Million Dollar Show. And this year we have Dina Carter and Parker McCollum.
Tracy Lawrence.
A lot of our friends. And I'd like to invite you guys to come play at the Ryman with us for a song
or two
if you guys would like to show up.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So,
don't joke with us.
I'm not joking. So if you're in town, the date's February the...
don't look at me.
The 21st. Yes.
Yeah. We can clear our schedule.
Okay.
It'll be okay.
I would love for you guys because you'll blow them away.
Oh, my
gosh.
Blow
them away.
Our parents are going to die.
Would they be able to come to that?
Oh, see, she's asking for free tickets already.
No, don't push it. My mama would
be
like,
make sure,
what?
I will make sure that your parents can come, okay?
That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Can I get meet and greets with Halsey? But hold on.
She's going to want a ride.
Erica, hold on.
Sorry.
And just to be clear, you said the Ryman, right?
I did say the Ryman, yes. Dave's Highway. I hope you check him out. At Dave's Highway. I'm a big fan. This is the first of I think, many... interactions we get to have, and then what I'm looking forward to is you guys getting so popular you don't even remember me. That'd be good. When you forget me, that's the goal, right?
That'll never happen.
That's
though.
The goal.
I want to tell you something really cool really fast. So we were on the radio in Mississippi whenever we were just small people, just a local morning show. It's a radio station in Jackson, Mississippi called Miss 103.
We're on there now.
I know.
Yeah.
And so I had to say it, like, it's kind of a full circle moment for us right now that we're getting to be on our hometown radio show in Nashville playing on
Miss 103.
Yeah, that's a big thing for us.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you so much for
that's really cool.
For this.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dave's Highway. They should be a group, right? Everybody?
They really should.
Yeah, they should be a group. At Dave's Highway, check them out and go stream Why Do We Need Them? Thank you guys. There they are, Dave's Woo! Highway. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This mom and her kid were out running errands, and they were getting ready to watch a football game, the Eagles and the Giants. And a guy walks up and goes, "Hey, can I have $1 so I can get a ride on the bus?" And so the mom digs around in her purse and finds some change, and she scrounged up exactly $1. She gives it to him. Well, the stranger, it turns out, is a guy named Zach who goes by MD Motivator on TikTok. So after getting the money, and he didn't tell her that he didn't actually need it, but he then opens up his wallet and pulls out $500 and gives it to her.
Let's go.
Wow. Right then. He says, "Hey, do you guys want to go to the Eagles game?" Because that's what they were going to watch anyway. And so they're like, "Yeah, they do." And so the whole exchange is posted. The boy's excited because he's going to the game. The mom didn't know she was getting anything from it, and they got $500 and some tickets.
Amazing.
Here's a clip of Zach talking about the $500 and the Eagles tickets.
"I got $500
no,
here for
don't.
You today.
$500. No, really?
That's yours?
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
I got one more question for
yes.
you, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want to go to the game tonight?
Yes.
You want to go to the game tonight?
Yes.
I got tickets to the game."
It's awesome, huh?
I got chills.
And that music behind it, A+.
Definitely.
I loved it. I loved that one. All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Top five rejected segments from last month. We keep track. And if you guys send in a segment, Mike and I go, "Ooh, we can't, we'd never do that." It could be crazy, unsafe, boring, whatever reason. It goes down as a rejected segment.
Rejected segments.
Here we go at number five on rejected segments.
Number five.
Well, this was odd. It was two different removal segments from Lunchbox around the room. Take away one song from an artist. Garth Brooks, for example. What song would you have Garth Brooks never to be able to play again?
That's interesting. That means because they have so many good songs, and you have to decide what they can play anymore.
Okay, John Mayer, Your Body's in Wonderland. Never played again.
You don't like that one.
Oh, I love that one.
Garth Brooks, I'd say The Dance.
You don't like that one?
I didn't say I didn't like it, but you had to pick one.
You have
to. And it's hard.
Pick your favorite artist, though.
Okay.
Pearl Jam.
Go ahead.
You have to pick one?
Yeah.
Never Hear It Again?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm so bored.
Even Flow.
Even Flow.
Never Hear It Again.
Amy?
George Strait. I don't know. Troubadour.
What, you know, oh, that's a good one.
I know it is, but it just made me pick
okay,
one.
Okay, here's one from Amy.
Oh, gosh.
If you could remove one animal from the planet, what would it be? This, they came at the same time. It's like
interesting.
Two removal sets.
Did we talk about this?
We didn't. No, we said we're not.
Oh, I got one.
Snakes.
Animal.
Snakes.
We need snakes.
No, we don't.
Rodent population. We
had, yeah,
all that aside, guns are for. Just like ones that you can't handle. Mm-hmm. Roaches.
Not an animal, bug. Insect.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Insects.
That's an animal. You said animal.
You said remove animal.
Now half the segment's about arguing.
You're ruining the segment.
You have to mean literally an animal.
It says pick one animal. Humans. That's what I pick.
Okay.
That's an animal. Yeah.
Done.
Technically.
Number four.
From Lunchbox. It's a sad, sad day in the world. Can we please have a moment of silence on the show? I thought, wow, getting introspective. What's the deal here? This is not the type of news you want to hear. People are going to need time to get over this. Boob jobs are no longer the most popular plastic surgery.
Right. Women are going a different direction, which is a bad sign for the world.
Like, so I decided not to give him a moment of silence about breast augmentation not being the number one most popular.
So what is it?
What's number one now?
I think it was like liposuction or something. But we need breasts need more respect.
Okay.
Number
we didn't
three.
Do it in silence.
From Mike D. He said, let's do Yell Me Something Good as a way to spice things up. How about we change Tell Me Something Good to Yell Me Something Good? We have to yell our good news story. So, Mike, hand Amy one.
The stories are long, though. We wouldn't have a voice afterwards.
Like, showbiz, baby. It's hard.
If I do Amy yells a joke, it's very exhausting.
Here we go. Here is Yell
what?
Me Something
yeah,
Good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
10 years ago,
okay. Oh, my God.
Shadow went missing. Somehow, someway, Shadow was found in York and brought to a veterinarian
okay,
named...
Okay, that's good. Wow. I came in here. Give Lunchbox one.
Give one.
Oh, man. Right.
I'm like dizzy.
Yeah,
my head
it's
is
intense.
Dizzy.
All right.
Don't yell right in the mic.
I'm not.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Kyle Kuzma plays for the Washington Wizards and played in the NBA for about 5 years. But even though he's been a high-flying basketball star, he doesn't forget where he came from. He announced he's donating $1 million to the YMCA in his hometown of Flint, Michigan. And that is so awesome, Kyle. And that's Tell Me Something Good.
He's better at that.
That sounds normal to me.
He's better. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, nice job. Yell Me Something Good.
Oh, guys!
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, they're going to build basketball, volleyball,
he's got a vein in his head that's about to explode.
Along with 6-lane lap pool among the other amazing upgrades. That's how $1 million is going to be spent in Flint, Michigan. Woo-woo!
Woo-woo.
So, Yell Me Something, I'm probably not going to catch on.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it's very tired.
Number two
rejected segment is basically Eddie just begging me for free tickets but setting up a story to get free tickets from me.
Go for it.
Eddie says, my twin nephews are using me. I have two nephews that live in Dallas, and their mom said they told their teacher they could probably get her Taylor Swift tickets because their uncle works in the Bobby Bones show. Turns out the teacher listens to our show. My sister-in-law confirmed that, yes, producer Eddie is their uncle. Props to my little nephews. Hey, can you help me get Taylor Swift tickets for their teacher? I'd really appreciate it.
She listens to the show. How cool would that be?
But why would you get her tickets? Get me tickets first and then worry about
her later.
There's
100 people that want tickets to that show.
Yeah. Exactly.
That I know. But instead of Eddie just going, hey, can you give me some tickets? It's not.
He goes with a cool angle.
I'm not even sure he has twin nephews.
I've never heard of them ever.
I
and you
do.
Know what's funny is he never called them his nephews in his life. He usually says it's my wife's nephews.
Yeah, you know,
when did I say that?
You always say
that. He
wants
to create a closer bond so he gets free tickets. So I didn't do that because I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't want.
Think about it.
No, I have.
Take some time.
I thought about it and it's a rejected segment. And here's the number one most rejected segment of the week.
Number one.
Who's it from?
It's from Mike D. It's called Bobby Springer.
Oh.
Bobby.
He calls it the couples game divorced edition. So, we have Morgan Evans coming in. What if we put Kelsey Ballerini at the same time, but don't tell them either is going to be here?
Oh, my goodness.
That's the surprise. We got them both in the studio. We played the match game to find out where the relationship went wrong.
That is hilarious.
Hey, we can do that with a few people.
Terrible.
Wow.
I would never do that.
That was rejected segments.
Is this a joke? Is this a bit?
No, this is real deal.
But you talk in that voice where it sounds...
real deal.
Yeah. Okay, explain to them what you told me.
So, guys, I got an agent. His name is Jackson Hughes.
You don't have an agent. It's you doing a bit. This is you on the phone. So is this a real thing or is this a bit?
No, this is a real thing. So my agent Jackson Hughes called me yesterday and has a huge opportunity for me. Nicole Kidman's going to be shooting a movie here, and he's working on getting me a spot.
I saw this in the news.
Okay, I'm going to actually play this. It's Lunchbox doing a bit where he acts like his own agent.
My agent's name is Jackson Hughes.
Here is, how long, Ray, how long is this? I can't take much. 1 minute? Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Just,
1 minute?
Are you going to let it roll?
Of a fake conversation?
It's not a fake conversation.
Go ahead.
Lunchy, my boy. Oh, I got great news for you. Great news. You know, we've been working to get you some more roles, and I got great news for you. Nicole Kidman's doing a movie in Nashville. That's right. Are you interested in being in that movie, Lunchy?
Are you freaking kidding me?
Hold on, pause it. It sounds so much like you that it's not even...
Like, it's you.
It's just you yelling.
Yeah. Talking like you.
With like, do you think the phone makes your accent or your voice change?
That is my agent. It's not me, guys. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't
understand. Never convince us it's not you because
there
is
a little more New York in it, just though.
But it'll fall
Lunchy,
off by the end.
Lunchy.
Wait till the end of it. He'll be back to just being him. Go ahead.
Absolutely, I'm interested in a movie with Nicole Kidman. Let's freaking go.
Oh, Lunchy, my boy. Lunchy. I am, you know, they put this whole ad up. Oh, taking extras. But I got to be honest, you're above the extras now. You're not an extra. You're too big. So I've been sending communication with the director. I've been talking via email. And we are very interested in getting you an on-screen romance.
Oh, man, I want to hear the rest.
On-screen romance.
Romance. Who did he tell you it was with? It got to finally a part I cared about, and I cut it off.
If you want to hear it, you got to play it.
I'm good then. So...
Are you serious? You don't want to hear from my agent?
It's you. So why don't you tell me?
He told me... He has been communicating with the director via email and on-screen romance with Nicole Kidman.
Here is the article that I saw. It's just, they're just looking for extras.
Right, but he said I'm above extras.
That's you. Stop saying he said.
No, Jackson told
me. People will have their shot to appear on the big screen as extras in a Nicole Kidman thriller, Holland, Michigan. They need 2,000 extras. Some days we're going to need small groups of people. We'll also need large crowd days. No experience or resume needed.
So anyone.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm going to be. That's not the part I'm going for.
Okay.
Do you have an
audition?
He's trying to get me an on-screen
that's
romance.
That's you. Stop saying that. And
Jackson.
No one goes, I'm trying to get you a romance on screen. That's not what an agent would say.
Yes. Okay. They need a love, like a love person opposite Nicole Kidman, and he thinks I'd be great for it. And I told him it would be great. You know, me and Keith have a relationship. He wouldn't care. Like, he wouldn't
What's
mind.
Your relationship with Keith, by the way?
Like, we talk when he's here, and, you know,
that's
we
called an interview.
We washed hands together in the bathroom, so we
That's called
we,
creepy, when you chased him.
And so I don't think he'd have a problem with me kissing his wife on the screen.
Uh-huh. Honest question, are you really going to try to audition to get some sort of role?
Yes.
But... Are there auditions, or are you just saying that?
My agent told me that...
Okay, we have to talk with the agent. Oh, my God. I can't have this conversation if you're not going to answer real questions.
Yeah, like, just be serious.
What do you want me to... You want me to just act like my agent doesn't exist?
Yes.
Like, do we act like your family members don't exist?
They don't.
No, we don't.
That's you.
No, it's my agent.
Okay, do you have an audition set up?
Not yet. He's working on it.
When?
Hopefully in the next couple weeks. I mean, I can't help it when the director says he has time and wants to give me...
Who's the director?
I don't know.
I believe it's a woman, actually.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the stuff my agent handles. I don't handle that. That's the minute details.
Yeah, I hear
details.
He's like shorting out. Beep, bop, beep, bop, beep, bop.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. I did see the Nicole Kidman story and thought maybe you'd go be an extra.
I'm bigger than an extra. You heard my agent say that.
What role have you ever gotten where you were more than an extra?
Friday Night Lights.
You were an extra. They even replaced your voice.
Bat Out of Hell.
You didn't have a line.
No, but I had a name.
Of a character that already exists. Okay. Amy, are you doing any of this movie?
No, but Stop. It does seem it's intriguing. But you. Also, I saw too that they are looking for some experienced people to be in the smaller scenes.
There you go. See?
We could go out together.
But it's an extra.
If you want.
It's an experience extra.
I'll go with you.
No.
Okay. Anyway, I'm done. I want to kill myself. I'm done. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Sometimes I think I'm living in a simulation. You wouldn't know it if you were. And sometimes I see little glitches. And a lot of times it's from Amy, where it's something where I'm like, that was not supposed to happen, or she says something. Once, we were talking about the McBoat at McDonald's, and she just started short-circuiting. So here is the full clip of that.
So you can paddle up on a dock, place your order, and then it's brought out to you by the staff. And it's called McDote McMon.
She was supposed to say called McBoat. And I don't know how I turned to this.
McDote McMon.
Something short-circuited. That was a glitch in the simulation.
That was crazy.
Here's a new glitch.
From me?
Yes. This clip is from one of our blind karaoke bits. Here is the original clip, and you decide what she's trying to say.
Now I know if that were to happen to an artist.
I put mine in that pocket usually.
Oh.
Because she had the pack on and it fell. The pack is what you can listen to. So, you know, you put it on your belt or the back of your pants, or I put mine in my pocket if I'm on stage. And it fell, and this is what she said.
Now I know if that were to happen to an artist.
I put mine in my back pocket usually.
Oh.
She's having a breakdown.
Amy.
There's a glitch in the system. We're living in a simulation. One more time, the last one.
Now I know if that were to happen to an artist.
That's not English.
No.
Another language is programmed into her, and the wrong one's coming out.
I don't know.
So, I don't know if you like dance music, but here's this song based on that.
Now I know if that were to happen to an artist.
I put mine in my back pocket usually.
Oh.
There it is. Wow.
That's a great song.
DJ Scuba Steve.
I wonder if that's a hit in another universe.
or in Germany right now. No, not now.
Wow.
Scuba did that?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
DJ Scuba Steve.
Thank you.
The Bob Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I have an easy thing that you can do to energize yourself, improve focus, and just reduce stress.
Okay.
Stretch. All you gotta do is set a timer to stretch for 5 minutes. Particularly focus on legs, arms, and lower back stretches. And not only will that prevent injuries, but it'll help release energy throughout the body that's gonna make you feel better.
I do feel better when I stretch, and I always think I should use some time to stretch, but then if I have a little time, I don't wanna use it to stretch because that sounds stupid. Once I get there, I'm like, you know, I can do a lot of things except stretch. But you're right, stretching is very beneficial, and I am not flexible at all in any way. So I would agree with that story. I need to do a better job. Sometimes after the show, if we're running late in a day, I'll get up and do a little stretch.
Yeah, I see you do
that. Yeah, no, you do it. Yeah, that's a good example.
We should do a team stretch.
Yeah, let's do it together.
Feet together down.
Yeah. Oh. Real quick, okay. I mean, just 30 seconds of it could even help. Women wearing makeup in the delivery room when they're having a baby is nothing new, but it's definitely becoming a social media trend called birthing makeup. There are thousands of videos on TikTok that are showing moms in the hospital, they're in their gowns, and they're taking their followers through their pre-birth makeup routine. And some are slamming it because they're like, oh, stop making women live up to this pressure to look a certain way when giving birth. But other women are like, hey, this is a form of self-care for me, a form of empowerment, and I also welcome the distraction.
Yeah, I'm more on the side B, because you could say that about anything. Stop putting the pressure on women to wear makeup when they go to dinner. Stop putting pressure to... So I would not watch these. And if I were making one, I'd be like, the whole time, it'd be like going to jail the next day. Like, you know something big's about to happen. Like, how do you even focus on anything else?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, guys, I'm doing my makeup. Let me tell you a story about when I was in fifth grade. So Miss Johnson walked... No, you're about to have a baby come rip out of between your legs. That's crazy. All right, what else?
Dan and Jay recently celebrated their 10-year anniversary together. This is 10 years since the night they met. They were at Dan's house. He was having a party. Shay showed up. They ended up performing together that night, and something clicked because they sounded great together. And Dan says he even remembers putting in his phone that night to save the audio from what they sang. He saved it as best singer of all time.
That's what Shay was?
Yeah, to
best
him.
Best singer of all time.
That's cool. Mm-hmm,
and that's the night he met him. And they said that 10 years being a band, it feels like marriage. So they say it's a full-time commitment. You have to learn to compromise, or it will not last.
Same with this show.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this girl, Adriana, and when she was 13 years old, she overheard a phone call. She thought her dad was on the phone, but she heard him say, "my stepdaughter." That's the moment she realized that was not her biological father. Fast forward 20 years.
Why would he be so just loose with that word? If it was hit?
I mean, she's probably, he didn't know she was listening.
Yeah, but
I
still. Get it.
Sometimes
yeah.
you don't realize your kids are listening.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's just so we don't even say that if they're in the same zip code if you don't want them to know. Yeah. Go ahead.
So she's in her 30s. She's like, I really would love to find my biological dad. So she went to a group on Facebook called DNA Detectives. These are sleuths. That's what they're called, right? That's when people online try to solve mysteries.
Yeah, they're
sleuths. So these DNA detectives, they track down her dad. And get this, he's a police officer. Shout out for that. He didn't even know she was born.
Yeah, those are tough.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like he abandoned her. He had no idea she even existed. So they met.
Well, how about that?
And
it's not that you know and you're like, I chose to not be in the life. And you have no idea. What are,
that's a shocker.
Hello?
And then you can't prepare for that, man.
Well, you don't have to buy a crib, though, Eddie. She's an adult. How old is she again? Didn't say how old
she is. She's 33 now.
Yeah. All the preparing. Okay. You have to get the color of the room.
No diapers.
Yeah. Good. And then when she met her dad, she realized that he had other daughters. So now she has sisters, and her family just got a whole lot bigger.
Emotionally. Well, two things. One, emotionally, yes. That'd be hard to prepare for. And then two,
what I meant.
The timing of this you know, it could get a bit dicey.
Yeah,
let's say that daughter is the same age as the others.
It can mess some stuff up.
And then the mom, wait.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to. It could have been, I'm just saying it could get dicey.
Okay.
Like if she has a 34-year-old sister.
Yeah, we're
talking about the time frame.
We're the same age. Yeah, same
That's
age.
That's what it's all about.
What?
Y'all are making it negative.
Oh. No, we're just running through scenarios.
Yeah, we're like, wow.
Yeah, life's about evaluating. But right, I like it that she found her dad. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And those sleuths, heck of a job. All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.